Welcome to the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
And as we welcome you live from Keller Memorial Field in Brick, New Jersey, on the campus of the Green Dragons, we get you set for Friday Night Football here on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week, live on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m. ShoreSportsNetwork.com should have a dandy on tap for you tonight. It is the semifinals of Central Jersey Group 4 in the New Jersey State Playoffs. The Green Dragons of Brick, who come into this one at 9-1, will play host to the Jackson Memorial Jaguars, also coming into this one with just one loss. Along with Ed Sarluka and Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon. Brad Burescano and Zach Collins, our engineering crew tonight. And Kevin, certainly a couple things on tap here for this one. This is a rematch game of a classic played earlier in the season, a game that Brick won, gave them the A-South championship, Jack revenge, and more importantly, a spot in the finals the first weekend of December in the Central Jersey Group 4 bracket.
Matt, sequels are not usually as good as the originals. Maybe The Godfather 2 an exception to that. But tonight, we hope to get a sequel because 6 weeks ago, it was indeed an instant classic when these teams played at Munley Field in Jackson, with Brick winning at 30-24 in overtime, a win that would ultimately give them the Class A South championship. Jackson has not lost since. Of course, reeled off the victories that included the conquest of previously ranked number one Red Bank Catholic. Brick, after that win, laid an egg the following week. Right here at home, lost to Wall in overtime. A shocker, the stunner of the season, and a result that has cost Brick what would be the top seed here and also the number one ranking in the Shore. But tonight, these teams play for a spot in the state sectional final in 2 weeks, likely at Rutgers University.
This is part of an all-Shore bracket. The other side, which will take place at 7 o'clock tonight as well, Middletown South and Neptune in the 1-4 matchup. The winner of these two games will match up, as Kevin just said, likely at Rutgers that first weekend of December. The other theme, perhaps, of the night, the temperature. A little bit chillier than it's been over the course of the last couple of weeks. In fact, chillier than it's been over the course of the last couple of weeks, about 30 degrees and falling. Ed, one good thing as we go down to you on the field, not really a speck of wind. That is one saving grace of this game tonight.
That's correct, Matt. Mother Nature saved us by turning the wind off tonight. No wind at all down here, so the passing game, the kicking game, full effect tonight. However, it is very cold. Don't be surprised to see the quarterbacks wearing gloves today. We'll spot that off right away in the first series for each offensive team. But, yes, temperature below 30 degrees, but hanging, and good night to play football.
Kevin, if you look at some of the highlight players, we've got a ton of them here tonight. Let's start on the Brick side of things with their outstanding senior quarterback, Carmen Sclafani. He has rushed for over 1,400 yards. He has thrown for about 1,400 yards. 34 touchdowns combined through the air and on the ground. He is a special type player.
You know, out of my mind, Carmen Sclafani is the MVP of the Shore Conference. He is the most valuable player. Backed up a great junior year a year ago with an even better senior campaign. He has been simply outstanding. Now, he's got weapons. An outstanding running back in Ray Fattoruso, of course. Terrific receiving core, including Jasir Taylor and Jaquez Johnson, and a very good offensive line. So he's not all alone, for sure.
Ed, on the Jackson side of things offensively, their quarterback, Joe DeMayer, maybe perhaps defined better as a game manager. He has weapons as well, but this is a team that loves to run the football. Vinny Lee, Mike Golick, Matt Castanova, a triple-headed monster that the Brick defense will have to deal with.
And that's what they want to do tonight. They want to control this football game on the ground, put it up when they have to. When they have to, DeMayo is a very accurate passer. So take nothing away from the passing attack of the Jaguars. But they want to run the football, keep the Brick offense off the field.
Both of these teams coming in 9-1 on the season. for Brick. As Kevin said, that loss to Wall earlier in the season. Jackson's only lost the defeat to Brick. Each team coming in off of pretty resounding wins in the opening round of this bracket. Brick is the 2 seed, knocked off number 7 Princeton, 48-12. Third seed at Jackson with a big win over number 6 Middletown North, 45-7.
And both these teams come in relatively healthy. Guys are always banged up this time of year, but for the most part, all the key components of both of these teams are sound and ready to go tonight. So no excuses on that front. Matt, if this game resembles anything like 6 weeks ago, it'll be one that the fans here will be talking about for a long time. That was special. That was regular season. This is to get a spot in a state sectional final. Brick has won 7 of them. Jackson has won 3 of them. And somebody's a step away from adding to that.
Teams have made their way onto the field. Brick tonight will be in their home green jerseys, the white numerals, the green and white helmets with Brick across the chest in white, the white pants with the green stripes down either side. Jackson, they're away. White uniforms tonight, the red numerals with the black outline, black pants, the black helmet with the Jaguar emblem on either side.
Coaching matchup, both in their fourth season. Walt Christopick for the Jackson Jaguars, who come here and came here, by the way, last year in November and won on this field to win the A-South Championship. For the Green Dragons of Brick, of course, it is Rob Dahl as well in his fourth season. Alums at their schools and, of course, here leading the football teams and leading them very impressively.
Ed, the sense down on the field as you saw both teams kind of make their way onto the field for last-second pregame type warm-ups.
Well, what Kevin just mentioned about that Jackson victory last year in this game, a lot of talk on the side of the green and white about that, how they took their field last year. Also interesting tonight, guys, a neutral officiating crew from North Jersey will referee this one.
Captains on their way out to midfield for the coin toss, of which we will mic and we will hear from our referee. Right now, let's go down to the field and join Ed Starluca. Handshakes being exchanged right now.
Gentlemen, good evening. My name's Joe Belger. This is Hank Teal. We're in the middle of the field with you tonight. First of all, congratulations to making it to this point in the state tournament. It's a sign of a successful season. If we're talking to you or your teammates, we're trying to keep you and or them in the game. If we ask you to talk to your teammates, we want you to do it and help us out. Okay, we're just trying to keep people around. It's pretty simple, right? Who's calling it for the Jaguars? 16, your choice is head or tails? Head, tails. What's your...
Tails.
You said tails, right? Here we go. We got a tails choice. It's the head. You're going to defer, right?
I'm going to defer.
The Dragons have won the toss, have deferred their choice to the second half. Good decision considering the lack of win. Always good to have the ball coming out of the locker room at halftime, guys.
So Joe DiMeo called heads. It was tails. First win of the night goes to the Green Dragons, who win the coin toss and will defer. Tonight's coin toss brought to you by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy.
Chilly night here in northern Ocean County. The Green Dragons and the Jaguars of Jackson Memorial getting together for this one. It's the Central Jersey Group 4 semifinal. The winner of this one takes on the winner of Middletown South and Neptune. We step out here, take a two-minute timeout for the national anthem. We're back with the opening kickoff of this one. It's state playoff action, and it's live here on our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And tonight's game is presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish, be a sub above.
And we welcome you back here live from Keller Memorial Field. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca. It is the second round of the state playoffs after taking a week off. Happy to be back on the air here on the Shore Sports Network. This is Brick and Jackson Part 2, the rematch from a classic game earlier in the season. It will be Jackson to receive the football. Matt Castronova, the deepest of three return men back deep. This one is a squib kick that will be hit, and it will make the sideline and just roll out of bounds before the Brick players were able to come down and start to cover. Hunter Palmer kicked that football off for Brick. It will be a flag to come out, and the Jackson offense will get first crack.
Well, I can't believe that's exactly what the Green Dragons wanted. You give Jackson excellent field position as the kick goes out of bounds. The Jackson should start at the 35-yard line. First down and 10, Jags.
Joe DeMeo, the senior quarterback, operating the offense. He will bring the play in from the sideline. The tackles, Dylan Smith and Brad Greenway, Glenn Capilla and Tyler Rauch, the guards. Ryan Frazier is the senior center. Brody Graham, good tight end prospect, number 89, 6'3", 260 pounds. Graham will occupy one of the tight end spots. We'll see a lot of two tight end set here with an empty backfield set for DeMeo. Will motion Castronova across the formation. We've got a flag out. It was Aaron Curette, Kyle Johnson starting at the wide receiver spots. Mike Golick, Matt Castronova into the game at the two running back spots. Procedure penalty against Jackson. Back him up five, set up first and 15.
Well, the strength of this Jackson team, Matt, as we said at the top, has been their offensive line, especially during this winning streak. They've been so impressive. To me, the key is simply up front. The Brick front group has to nullify the offensive line, keep those blockers off the linebackers, and let that talented linebacking crew make the tackles tonight.
4-3 defense for Brick. We'll run through it after this first down play. Castronova in motion. Low snap. DeMeo fumbles the football and has to fall on it a couple of yards back, so one penalty and now a four-yard loss back to the 26-yard line where it'll be second down and long. Jake Layton, Jordan Keith, the two ends, John Kimbiz and Dan Finelli, the two defensive tackles, Ray Fattaruso and Corey Williams, Blank James Giuliano at the linebacker spots, Joe Phillips, Jacquez Johnson, Tommy Leach, and Matt Garrity, the secondary.
We mentioned, Matt, about the cold weather here and that DeMeo not wearing any gloves on either hand. He took that one off of the thumb, and he's rubbing it right now.
Four wide receiver set. Castronova will get it here. Jets sweep, trying to get to the edge. Does not. He is wrapped up there by Johnson, who will make the tackle coming up from the corner spot. Small loss on the play. Now third and long, just about a minute in to a scoreless first quarter.
Boy, you put Jackson right in a situation they have not had to be in very often, Matt, down the stretch. Third, you can see. Or second down and long, you know, they run that jet sweep that's been fairly successful with them. Now it's third and 19. DeMeo's less than a 50% passer. This is not where they want to be.
Has thrown for 846 yards on the season. Again, an empty backfield set, trips off to the left. Single receiver is Kyle Johnson to the sideline right. DeMeo out of the shotgun, wants to throw, goes down the seam, and it's up over the top of everyone and incomplete. A quick three and out, bad start for Jackson. Offensively, they will have to bring on the punt team.
Well, good series for the Green Dragons. As you said, the penalty and then, of course, the fumble, the fumbled snap. And Jackson will have to punt. Brick will go on offense early and should come out of this with pretty decent field position.
Number six, Jasir Taylor, the sophomore, is back deep. He will await the punt of Jared Calhoun, who will step into it around his own 15-yard line. Taylor standing right now around his own 42. Snap off to the side. There was pressure coming. This will warrant a flag. It'll be a roughing the kicker call. And as it will roll down, pretty good punt down to the 25-yard line. Brick brought pressure, and it was number 58, Anthony Rugnasulo, who came in contact with Calhoun. Really, I hate to say unexcusable, but it's a pretty easy call for the referee to make.
Yeah, referee had trouble getting the it was cold as well, but really took a bad angle, Matt, came right at the punter. And they always tell you about taking that angle, so if you don't get it, you just sort of go by. And
that's an automatic first.
Yeah, it was not flagrant. It wasn't like it was anything bad, but it was, like you said, it was an easy call for the official, and that, well, that just, you know, takes the steam right out of the Brick, who had gone, looked like it had gone three and out, and now Jackson will keep possession of the ball and be in pretty decent field position.
Yeah, they'll march it out to their own 41-yard line, so the Jags get the benefit of the roughing the kicker call. Brick will stack the line of scrimmage here, straight eye formation for Jackson to work with. Shifting his way through the line is Vinny Lee. Lee is hit and dropped by Ray Fattaruso right at the line of scrimmage, no gain, second and 10. Lee, about 30 yards away from cracking over the 1,000-yard mark, comes in 971, 14 touchdowns. This is a Brick defense which does not yield a whole lot of yards or points. They've been pretty stout all season long. split wide receiver set. The two back linemen, Cole Collins, the big bruising fullback, looking to lead the way for Lee here on second and 10. Play action for DeMeo. Has time. Down the seam. He's got a man open. It's Johnson inside the 30-yard line. He'll sprint his way past the corner. Joe Phillips down inside the 20. Great play action fake and a good throw by DeMeo to find the junior Kyle Johnson.
Outstanding throw. And as you said, the play action held the defensive backs just long enough for Johnson to run right by him and catch the ball in full stride. And again, boy, you talk about big plays. Let's mark that one down. The roughing the punter penalty leads Jackson now as they get into prime scoring territory.
Spotted just outside the brick 15-yard line. Out of the eye with a split receiver set. Castronova one way, Johnson the other. It'll be Lee. Stretch play off the left side. Bouncing it down to around the 10-yard line for a 5-yard pickup. Second and 5 with just about 9 minutes remaining. Jordan Keefe, the defensive end, will make the tackle. That was a solid throw by DeMeo. Tough for a quarterback to get a feel for the ball, but he let that one rip.
Same type of throw that they attempted on third and 20 back on the first possession, but that time on a second down, a little bit tougher on the brick secondary to look for pass.
Second down, a long 4. Graham, the tight end, will reset himself to the right side of the formation. Split receiver set out of the eye. It's Lee again trying to stretch it this time, making some players miss, lowers the shoulder, and gets down close to the 6-yard line. It'll be just shy, I believe, of the first down. Johnson to come up to make the tackle. Third down and about a yard.
Matt, one of the things we'll watch for all night is what Jackson loves to do is take Brody Graham, their big tight end. Whatever side he moves to, it's likely where they will run. It's like having another offensive tackle. He is a superb blocker. Some think, without question, the best blocking tight end in the Shore Conference.
Referee stopping play here for a second with 8:12 to go. There is a large contingent of, I'll say, some media and a lot of just brick people down on the...
He said we were okay on the yellow line.
Here's Lee on third and 1, slicing his way through the middle. He'll have the first down. Not by much, but just inside the 5-yard line. Picked up about a yard and a half with 8 minutes to go. Corey Wilson to make the tackle. It'll be first and goal now for Jackson.
Just inside the 5-yard line, Matt. So they've got 4 cracks here. I'm sure they'd like to get 6 here and not have to settle for 3.
They certainly have a ton of options of which to work with. Good offensive line. Certainly big at the two tackle spots. Smith at 265, Greenway at 280, plus Graham, the big tight end formation right here. It'll be Lee off the left side, stacked up with the line of scrimmage, will fall forward for pretty good progress down to about the 3-yard line. They had him stuffed for a second. Getting off the bottom of the pile is Jake Layton, number 99, and Matt Garrity, number 9. Second and goal from the brick 3-yard line. This is the opening drive of the game. We've worked off about 5 minutes as we come up on the 7-minute mark here in the first quarter. Jackson, who had stalled on their opening set of downs, got a roughing the punter paw, a call, and then a big pass play. Again, it's Lee off the left side here, diving forward in the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson. From 2 yards, we'll call it, just outside the 2, a 2-yard run for Vinny Lee, who scores his 15th touchdown of the year.
Boy, nothing fancy. It's been their bread and butter all season long. And again, the offensive line gets enough of a push, and Lee fights his way into the end zone. And Jackson takes advantage of that big roughing the punter call to get on the board first.
Jared Calhoun on for the extra point. Pretty good on the season, 34 of 37. He'll work out of the hold of receiver Kyle Johnson. High snap, good hold. Kick is up, no issue there. It's good, and Jackson has a 7-0 advantage. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Our opening score of the night brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Tom Ziver. After the game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open until 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. It's the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Tom Ziver.
Opening drive for Jackson results in 7 up on the board as Jared Calhoun set to kick off here. Puts a good charge into this one. It will send Taylor back inside his own 10-yard line. Stays on the near sideline. Fumbles the football. Jackson's got it. Taylor got hit around the 20, and it bounces right into the hands of Nick Simovich, who will pull away with it. He will fall on the football, and Jackson will certainly have this one and set themselves in scoring position again.
My, oh, my, Matt, how turnovers will dictate what happens. And to me, that's like a second turnover that Brick has committed, the roughing the punter penalty, and now this fumbling the kickoff. And Jackson, with the 7-0 lead, will start at the Brick 26. Scoring update from Cherokee. The Chiefs return the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. They missed the extra point. Cherokee 6, Toms River North, nothing.
Siminovich, 5'10", 210-pound senior, gets the big fumble recovery, and now the Jackson offense right back onto the field. They take over at the Brick 26-yard line. I formation, Mike Golick, who had the game's winning score against RBC at the tailback spot. Play action for DeMeo. Wants to go down the seam again, looking for Johnson. And this one will be thrown out of the back part of the end zone for an incompletion to set up second and 10. 6:41 to play here in the opening quarter. It is Jackson 7 and Brick nothing.
Well, the obvious game plan of the Jaguars, obviously, is to hit the corners for Brick deep, because all three patterns so far tonight thrown by DeMeo have been the home run ball.
Good coverage that time by Joe Phillips, though, as he was right all over the receiver.
I formation, tight end off to the left. It'll be Golick looking to stretch it off on the left side. And he'll work it down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. That's a gain of about 3 to set up 3rd and 7. Tackled by Chris Kimbiz, who will make the stop.
Boy, a lot of pressure now on the Brick defense. You go down 2 scores in a game like this, it's a heck of a hill to climb so early.
About the fact that, you know, what we said in the pregame, keep the Brick offense off the field. They haven't been on it yet.
Nope.
Split receiver set, DeMeo. Play action again. He's flushed in the pocket, going to tuck it and run. Down inside the 15, down inside the 10. Spinning his way forward, gets close to the 5-yard line. Forward progress will get him to the 4. Vannarusso will make the stop before DeMeo was about set to get into the end zone.
Well, DeMeo comes into this game clearly as the less heralded of the two quarterbacks. And, of course, Sclafani hasn't gotten a chance. He hasn't gotten on the field yet, but Joe has played very well. Big pass to set up the first score and a very nice run. Good read on that play. First down for Brick.
I formation, Golick and Collins. It'll be Golick working his way down inside the hash mark, and it's another touchdown. Just like that, Jackson has scored again. This one from 4 yards out. Mike Golick will score his 18th rushing touchdown of the year, and it is Jackson opening up a big first quarter lead with 5:26 to go. They score 90 seconds after their first touchdown.
Well, those turnovers will kill you, Kevin. Yep. You said it. I mean, you know, the fact that Sclafani has not been on the field yet is just what the doctor ordered for Jackson, and they take the early, if they make the point, the 14-0 lead.
Calhoun with the extra point. It's up, and it is good. 5:26 to go. Quarter number one, Jackson 14, Brick nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Jackson, 2 touchdowns, both on the ground. 1 from Vinny Lee, the latest from Mike Golick. It is 14-0 Jackson, the showdown of 2 of the top teams in the Shore. Jared Calhoun will kick off. This one angled again in the direction of Taylor. At the 5-yard line, near side numbers, it's Taylor breaking a couple of tackles, works his way out over the 25, stacked up and dropped at the 28-yard line. Siminovich, who had the fumble recovery, will make the stop here, and for the first time tonight, we'll get a look at the Brick offense. Carmen Sclafani leading the way there. He has accounted for about 2,800 yards of offense, just himself running and throwing the football. 6'1", 195-pound senior. Ray Fattoruso, Joe Sclafani, the backfield, Jasir Taylor, and Jaquez Johnson, the two wide receivers. Simon Bingelis, good target at the tight end spot. The tackles, Anthony Trapasso and Jordan Keefe. Tyler Colano and Chris Kimbiz are the two guards, and Alex Trapasso is the center. 5:19 to go here, quarter number one. Sclafani will empty the backfield out this time around. Tight ends either way. Slot receiver combo off to the right. Man in motion is Taylor. Sclafani will fake it to him. Slip underneath the stop of Brody Graham, the big defensive end. This is a Jackson defense who we saw on full display a couple weeks ago. They operate, at least they say they operate out of a 3-4, but in that game against RBC, they went 4-3. And it looks like right now that's what they're going with again. Brody Graham, Austin Ostrander, the two defensive ends, Brad Greenway and Glenn Capilla are the two tackles. Adante Davis at one linebacker. Zach Tetro at the other, and Cole Collins is the middleman. Taylor this time will motion across the formation from left to right. Sclafani wanted him there. Bubble screen. Now going to scramble his way around. Keep his feet at the 25. Get to the 30. He is an electric player, so look out. He'll run his way into the brick sideline. Have a first down. Stepping out at the 45-yard line under the eye of Kyle Johnson, number five, the corner.
Late flag, Matt. Late flag out of bounds.
Well, it was actually not out of bounds. It was back behind the play. I know one of the brick players was getting into it with the Jackson player, and there's a Jackson player down on the field, and I think this call may be against brick. I think it would be a dead ball foul.
Dead ball, I agree, Kev. Yeah, out of bounds, I meant after the play was called out of bounds, the referee threw it.
You know, this has really been a bad, bad start
yes,
for
is.
Brick. Just not sharp right now. Mistakes, turnovers. I mean, Sclafani had made a brilliant play to get the first down. There was nothing there, Matt. He escaped from Brody Graham and got a first down run. And it might still be the first down, but they're going to move it back 15 yards.
That's a key injury there, guys.
Mike Golick.
Yes.
The defense, the safety, and, of course, outstanding running back, the sophomore for Jackson, walking off off the field under his own power, so that's a good sign. And they do march 15 yards against Brick, so they'll move it back to the Green Dragon 30, where it'll be first down and 10.
No, the safeties right now up over the top as Golick will leave will be Castronova and Kyle Johnson. The corners, Joe DeMeo and Aaron Curette to make up that back four. As Sclafani will operate this time as a wide receiver off to the right. Wildcat look. Fattoruso into the game. He'll get the direct snap off the right side, trying to get to the edge. He's got good yardage. He'll pick up 9, now 10. Make it 11 out over the 40 to the 41-yard line. That's a first down run. Adante Davis, the junior linebacker, making the stop.
Well, when they run that Wildcat looks, Sclafani stays in the game, so you never know. Deep in the playbook, must have a pass off of that.
The offensive coordinator of this Green Dragon offense, Chip Labarca Jr., plays getting signaled and ends. This time Sclafani will stay in at the quarterback spot. With Fattoruso off to his right, two receivers set near sideline left. Sclafani. Play action to Fattoruso. He'll keep it off the right side, spin his way forward, stop to the 44-yard line after a gain of 3 to make it second and 7. 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. 14-0, Jackson leads. Graham with that last stop.
Boy, Matt, you get a sense. This is really a big possession for Brick. First time with the ball down 14 against an opponent that is playing with just a ton of confidence. Points would be very, very big for the Green Dragons.
Second down and 7. Taylor and Johnson off to the left side again. Quick pass to the outside. Taylor has it. Gets a good block. Will get into Jackson territory. Nice open field tackle made by Castronova at midfield. Gain there of about 5. It'll be 3rd and 1.
Credit Jaquez Johnson with the block that enabled him to get decent first down yardage or second down yardage. Bring up a 3rd and short.
Joe Sclafani into the game. He'll operate as more of a fullback H-back set. Go to the right side of the formation with Jake Layton, who's over that way as a second tight end. Fattoruso to the left. Now Sclafani will motion across. It'll be Carmen Sclafani looking to pick a spot, trying to get the first down. Will stretch it forward off the tackle from Adante Davis, and I think have just enough to move the chains.
Yeah, they may have to measure this one. They're going to measure it.
They don't have to bother. That's a first down.
Yeah, that is.
Yep,
they won't.
So the ball spotted at the Jackson 48.5-yard line.
2:30 left in a fast-moving first quarter. Jackson with a 14-0 lead here at Brick in the opening quarter of the Central Jersey Group 4 semifinals.
By the way, Mike Golick has returned to his safety position, guys. So just had the wind knocked out of him.
Jackson will go nickel here with just two linebackers as Sclafani checks the defense over. Gets the shotgun snap, wants to throw. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Jackson. Second turnover of the night. This one stolen away on great coverage by the Jags.
DeMeo,
yeah.
Matt picked it off. Quarterback to quarterback. Great job. He just stepped in front, and that's two. And as Kevin said, you throw in that personal foul penalty on roughing the kicker, it's like three turnovers all in the first quarter.
Well, you know, Brick would probably like to go back into the locker room right now and do their pregame over. It doesn't work that way, but the Green Dragons are in a heap of trouble, and that's not an understatement.
First down and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Jackson takes over for their third possession here in the quarter. It's Lee stretching it off on the right side, cuts back at the near side hash mark, and will dance his way forward around midfield. Good gain of about 8 and Juliano with the stop. We're inside of 2 minutes to go. Two turnovers for Brick, two scores for Jackson has been the story so far in this one.
I think the people here at Brick are a little bit stunned right now.
Yeah, I think everybody in the stadium is stunned except the student section for Jackson. They're into the game, all 300 or 400 of them.
Split receiver set. Castronova up top to the left. Johnson near sideline right. Ball from the right, hash mark. It'll be Lee. Look at him dance his way at the 40-yard line. He'll cut back at the 30, stay on his feet, work his way down to about the 28-yard line. Big chunky yardage that time for Vinny Lee. He goes over 1,000 yards now on the season, 22-yard pickup.
You know, what makes the Jags so tough? It's so obvious, you know, you could alternate those backs every series. That looks like the game plan tonight. Vinny Lee started it. Golick was in on the last series. Now back to Lee. It keeps them so fresh, and they run hard on every time they get it.
Curette and Johnson split the field this time. Graham tight end to the right, offset I formation. Collins and Lee. It'll be Lee hit this time in the backfield and dropped for a small loss. Kimbiz will come up and make the tackle. We're down inside of a minute to go in a fast-moving first quarter. It is Jackson 14 and Brick nothing.
You know, you just wonder how much this game turned on the roughing the punter penalty.
Completely.
You know, it's just all that early momentum and Brick now on their heels completely on the defensive side.
You know, we have seen Jackson play this year many times, guys, and there are some times when Vinny Lee doesn't carry the ball in the first half.
Well, he'll carry it here again on second down and 10. Lee doing a good job of tiptoeing the sideline to get some extra yards. They'll spot him out around the 23-yard line. Gain of about 7, third down and 3 coming up. There's 9 seconds to go here in this first quarter.
I think the last time Tom's River North, right, Kevin? I think Vinny Lee had one carry in the first half.
Yeah.
It was Castronova in that game running that jet sweep and Mike Golick. But tonight he is a big factor in this football game.
Certainly a lot of weapons and a senior-laden offensive line. Four seniors plus Graham, the tight end. So five of the six guys tackle to tackle. On third down and a long three. It'll be DeMeo on what looked to be an option off the right side. Maybe fell forward for a small gain. It'll be fourth and about two when we come back from our quarter break. Fattoruso making that last tackle. We've played one. It is Jackson 14. Brick nothing. We step out here for a 30-second timeout. One quarter in the books in the Central Jersey Group 4 semifinal matchup. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.